This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everybody, to today's shir on Bira Tefillah. Today's shir is dedicated by our good friend Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Lili Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. So we're talking about the bracha Maver Sheina Me'enoi, followed by the Yehi Ratzon Mofanecha. So the first thing we need to identify is what is Sheina and what is Tenuma. Hamaver Sheina Me'enai. We say that God, sleep is removed from the eye, but Tenuma from the eyelid. Why is sleep associated with the eye and Tenuma with the eyelid? Says the Gra Mishlei. Sheina is the removal of thought. There's two aspects to sleep. There's the rest of the physical body. That's Tenuma. But you could sort of, very often, a person lies in bed with their eyes closed, so their body's at rest, but their mind is still racing. So tenuma is the physical slumber, shena is the cessation of thought. Meaning when your mind stops racing and your mind is at ease, that is shena. The mind is referred to the eyes. The eyes are a reference to the mind. But the slumber of the body, that's your eyelid. The eyelid is part of the guf as opposed to the eye. The Gra writes, Shena hu histalkos hamachshavos. Sleep, Shena is the removal of thought. V'hainu kasher nishtaka b'shena. That's when you're deep in sleep. Utznuma humi b'chot. Slumber is on the outside. You're slumbering when you're up, when you're sleeping, but you're not sleeping. You're up, but you're not up. V'hainu sha'af apav seguros. Your eyes are closed. Aval ein machshavos soy nedar mimenu. But your thoughts are not refrained from you. Where you could be called and answer. And this is what it means. Don't give sleep to your eyes. That's on the outside. Tnuma lafa pecha is the inside. Shena le'enoi is on the inside, the thought, and a tnuma liafa poi is on the outside. So we have to understand that there's this very unusual shidduch in this bracha. Because first we say, Hamaver shena me'enoi tnuma liafa poi. We say, God, thank you for waking me up. And then we say a whole long Yehi Ratzon, God, Shetagileinu b'Sayra Secha, accustom me in your Torah, V'dabkeinu b'mitzvay Secha, attach me to your mitzvahs, V'al tevienu, don't bring us, V'lo de chet, V'lo de avera, V'lo de avain, V'lo de nisayon. Mashmita etzal arsina. What's this got to do with the price of tea in China? What does God, you remove the sleep from my eyes, got to do with, okay, and set me in the path of Torah. So the first thing is, the Siach Yitzchak in the Siddur of the Gra, Rabbi Yitzchak melts and he says, Ein derech ha'adam l'sa'ira mishnasu v'asachas. The person doesn't get up right all at once. Rak metchila nistalik me'elav hasheno amuka. The first thing is, sleep is removed, which is a cessation of thought. So the first thing that comes back is, for 7, 8 hours, 6 hours, however long you sleep, your mind was at rest. All of a sudden, your mind is going again. That's the siluk of Shena. Shehi istalkos hamachshavos. Umagia lemadregas hatenuma, and then you reach the madrega of tenuma, which is, we call you and you answer. And you arouse. You completely arouse. So, Shena me'enai, the first thing is God restores thought, and then usumayaf apa, and then you open your eyes. But what is, why the juxtaposition of, okay, we know God removes sleep from us, both dimensions of sleep, but why mention now, in connection especially, this is a bracha smucha l'chaverta, this is a bracha that's juxtaposed to its friend. Let's see, how do I do this? You don't have machshava.
I don't know. When I was working, I many times had ideas, and I wake up, I remembered the idea.
Okay.
It happened numbers of times. Okay.
So, why the juxtaposition? He says, Nismecha tefila zukan. Because after all, this is a bracha smucha l'chaverta, ki hakol hoylech achar haschala. Everything goes after the beginning. When a person begins the right path in life, he goes up, 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 up. Basically in life, they're patterns. Either you're going up and you're going really up, or you're going down and you're going really down. But the momentum is always created by the kickoff. You know, there's a big machlokes. It used to be in the ancient days when dinosaurs roamed the universe, there was something called the NFL, where big chayaros would be unleashed one against the other. They would inject them with all kinds of chemicals and steroids to make them bigger and faster. Anyway, there's a big machlokes. If you win the coin toss, who should take the ball first? Should you give it to the other team so you have the ball first in the second half? Or do you take the ball first because you want to start off well? And there's a strong notion to say, you gotta nip the bull by the horns. You get the ball first, you take it in for a touchdown, and then, you know, all the momentum is on your side. So, lahavdol elef alfei avdolos, when it comes to ruchnias, everything follows the beginning. It all is dependent on how you start the day. Like the Bnei Yisoschar writes, kadesh li kol b'char. You need to sanctify every first for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I struggle with this personally. I don't think it's a good idea to use your telephone as an alarm clock. Why? Because if you use your telephone as an alarm clock, now I'll tell you, don't think just because I don't think it's a good idea that I never do it. And I'm working on this. I have two extra alarm clocks. And I'm trying to get this going. It's not so pashut. Because especially now with the backyard minion, front yard minion, I have to make sure people are coming. People are telling me early in the morning they cancel. And then I have people in Australia or South Africa. They have shilas on the shear. Okay, but whatever it is, in principle, and I've tried this, and be'ezus Hashem, I'm going to try even harder. Don't use your phone as an alarm clock. You know why? Because if you use your phone as an alarm clock, you know how you start off the day? By looking at your phone. You cannot start your day that way. Kadesh li kol b'char. You need to start the day. The first thought that enters your mind needs to be, you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first word that leaves your mouth should be Moida Ani. The first thing you look at, it's written, it should be your mezuzah. Your first thought, word, idea should be Avodas Hashem. It all follows the beginning. The beginning sets the tone. Therefore, we say, God, you removed sleep from our eye. As soon as we wake up, we want to make sure that you set us in the right direction. And that is Shetargileinu b'Torasecha. That's the connection between the gift of opening your eyes and Shetargileinu b'Torasecha. And that is V'zeh V'asher Halev Hishoresh Kol HaPa'ulais. We daven, Yiratzim Vanacha, She'elibi, the Zoyar says, excuse me, I skipped a line, that the Zoyar says when a person gets up in the morning, you need to say, Yiratzim Vanacha, She'elibi, Nachain, Umasur, Biyadi, Shalayish Gachecha. My heart should be set and given over that I shouldn't forget you. The Zoyar says that a person should be Mispalel, that as soon as you get up, Hashem, my heart should be in your hand. Because since the heart is the shayrish of all of one's actions, therefore we daven that our heart should be given over into your hands. I shouldn't forget you. Like we say, Mikol Mishamar Nitzar Libcha V'Amar Utna B'ni Libcha. Therefore we need to daven when you wake up in the morning, before all the various terdos set in, that your heart should be given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, when kisha adam shoymeya, what does that say? Ma'at mishmim, mashmim lo yisei harbe. There's a concept, you do a little, they give you a lot. Like it says, yishamru lachem pen yifta levavchem. Because once your heart is seduced, ayidei zeh v'sartem v'atem elikim achirim. Basically, there are patterns in this world. The moment you allow your heart to deviate and to turn just a little bit, then your heart will completely be removed and be separated from the Torah. V'alkein, therefore, nismacha tefila zu lakan. So after we make the bracha, God, you are maver shena, utnuma. Once my sleep is gone and my thoughts are free and I'm up and I'm able to think thoughts, so now is when you're at a crossroads. Don't think that your crossroad begins when you leave your house in the morning. It's the moment your eye opens, even before your eye opens. The moment thought enters your mind, you're already at a crossroad. What should I think about? Should I think about all the people I have tightness on? Should I think about all the people I'm upset at? Or should I think about Avodas Hashem? That is the critical decision of the day. The first thought that enters your mind. Because that's the moment where you're going to establish the routine of your day. So take... Where'd you go? Where'd everyone go? Oh, so I was about to say, so take the dumb phone and remove it from your night table. I'm trying. Don't let the phone disturb your opening moments of the day. Your opening moments, that's why, as soon as we say, Hashem, you remove sleep from our eyes, Sargileinu v'sayra secha. And we're going to end with an idea like this, which is amazing. Sh'adam er hu maschal la'ashem ha'shem. The person is up, he begins to have thoughts. Va'az hu ha'parshas drachem la'adam. Then is the crossroads of man. Im le'toiv oy le'hepach ha'shem. Al'kein onu mevakshim tekef. Sh'tagileinu b'tarasecha. Sh'tia ha'schola toiva. V'yia ha'kol toiv. If you have a good start, you'll have a good end. Matzosu karev le in imrei noyam. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is mamish. I don't think I was aware of it, but this is such a basic and beautiful explanation of Rav Shimon Schwab. We often begin tefillos with the following request: Yehi Ratzon Melfanecha, may it be the will from before you. And Rav Schwab asks, what does that mean? Yehi Ratzon Melfanecha. Yehi Ratzon seems to mean that we're davening, God, it should be your will. But what does milfanecha mean? Does it mean yiratza milfanecha, that which we're davening for should be desired by you? In other words, are we saying, God, I want a new car, so this should be your will also. I just saw a guy driving a brand new 2021 a sports car. Yehi ratzon milfanecha. That's my will, God. It should be your will. Says Reb Schwab, no. It doesn't mean we're asking God it should be your will, because then we would say, Yehi ratzon lifanecha. What does it mean, Yehi ratzon from before you? It should be your will? If it means we want it, I know I want it, God. I know what I'm davening for I want. I want you to want it. Then what does it mean, from before you? It should be before you. Rav Schwab says an amazing pshat. The word ratzon has two meanings. Ratzon can mean want, desire, but ratzon can also mean love and a good feeling and nachas. Like in Yiddish, goodwill. Ratzon can mean goodwill. Like Moshe blessed Shevet Asher, Yehi Ratzoi Echav. You should be found favor with in the eyes of your brother. You should find favor in their eyes. Or, Yiyu l'ratzon imreifi, my words should find favor with you. It refers to a nachas ruach and a sevias or roitza Hashem esireiv. God desires, has goodwill toward those who fear Him. Roitza Hashem ba'amai, ahava tov levav. Or we say, kivam ratza lahaniach lahem. Now here's the thing. Does God love us? Of course He loves us. Does He have goodwill to us? Of course He does. The thing is, it's hidden. It's concealed. It's not always manifest. It doesn't always show down here. It's for sure in Shamayim, but it doesn't always come forth to Aretz. We say, Yehi Ratzon, your goodwill and love and good feeling to us, Milafanecha, should come out from before you and extend to us. Yehi ratzon milafanecha. Your goodwill, your love, your good feelings, milafanecha should then extend from before you. It's usually eino begalui b'hayamav u'kiyam etzla yisrach bel yoinim u'poischem tachnunenu yehi kan etzlenu oisai haratzon, which is lefanecha, it should come out milafanecha. What a beautiful pshat. That your love, God, which is before you, it should be showered upon us and come out from before you. Now the Siach Yitzchak says, What does it mean that God, you should accustom us in your Torah? Because typically, hergel and habit is a bad thing. Sometimes it's dry, it's routine. So the Siach Yitzchak says, the truth is, in the inner recesses of the heart of every Jew, is a ratzon and is a cheshek to learn Torah. The problem is that we develop bad habits. We develop habits for things which are contrary to that. Like Chazal say, if you leave God one day, God leaves you for 2 days. Because once you get into the habit of idle chatter and nonsense, and you whittle away your time, or then you're in danger of basically developing habits which are contrary to your inner desires. However, when a person develops good habits and habits of learning Torah, then he'll be in touch with what his real desire is, which is inherently to be a loim de sarasecha. Okay. One more idea from the Siach Yitzchak, and then something astounding from the Shlah. We say v'al tivienu lo lidei chet v'lo lidei avera v'avain. This is a pella. Because usually, we say, what's the lashon? So I'm going to start with that. We're going to be avera. What do we say? Don't bring me to accidental sin, and not to an avera or an avain. So says the Siach Yitzchak. Kifima she'esadnu b'psichasena, based on what we said in our introduction. Kiderach ha'tfila levakesh tchila al davar katan v'yachak ha'davar yosegada. It is the manner of prayer to first ask for something small and then for something great. Uvedarach loizu avsu. In a manner of not only this, but even this. So here it should say the opposite. We should say, God, not only stop me from a great sin. In other words, what is a greater madrega? Why do we first ask, Hashem, save me even from accidental? And not only that, save me from something smaller. Chet is a shoigeg. Avoin is an avera. So it requires more protection to be spared from a shoigeg than it requires to be saved from intentional. So wouldn't it be more mistaber, God, let's start this small. First, stop me from sinning intentionally. And then I have an even bigger request. Stop me from unintentional. But here it's the opposite. Isn't it counterintuitive? First, we should ask God, save me from intentional, and then to be moisif, shaloi navali de chedakal. However, the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not cause tzaddikim to stumble. Who does Hashem give mechshoilim to? Le'an Hashem, God does not present stumbling blocks and takolas to people who are not careful themselves. There's a concept, la pesach chatos roivets, which means if you open up the door, then the door opens wide. Like it says in Masechta Derech Eretz, be careful in a small chet, so it doesn't bring you to a more severe chet. Therefore, we're mispala, God, don't bring me to a small chet, that's going to be, and then we're moisef, because if chas v'shalom we do come to a small chet, which is a shoygeg, we're likely to come to a bigger chet, so we're davening to you. Don't allow this to come to a bigger chet, and then we add, we should not come to nisayon. Okay. Then a few ideas from the Shlah, and we'll call it a day, but one of them is Mamish Oya Menorah. Then we say, V'al tivienu lo lidei chet. Don't bring us to sin. What do you mean, don't bring us to sin? Would God ever bring us to sin? Would God ever bring us to sin? What happened to free choice? The Shloss says there's a concept, Habala Tame Paischen Lai. When someone who comes to make himself impure, they open up for him. What does it mean they open up for him? By once a person puts himself in a direction, and this year we see so many different aspects, that in life in general, it's all about direction and pattern. You can't, there's no isolated action in this world. The moment you open your eyes, you're at a crossroads and you have to make a major decision. How are you going to start the day? Furthermore, there's a concept. When a person sins, they open up more. The is the garsi pesachin lai. Some are ghosts, are gores, doors open to him. So we ask God, don't bring me to sin. Make it that if chas v'shalom I sin, I don't want to find that the door is open. In other words, a person, once he sins, he'll find that the next time he has an opportunity to sin at a door which is normally locked, that door will be open. The opportunity will present itself. So we ask God, don't bring me to sin, even though adirabba, chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never brings a person to sin. But since there is this principle of poischen lai, that their patterns, we ask God, nip it in the bud. If I sin, just stop it there. Don't allow the doors to open further for me. And then the Shloss says, we ask God, we should not come to nisayon or bizayon. Now, what does this mean? I thought we're told, we ask God, train me in the Torah. I should be habitual in the Torah. Torah should be my routine. Well, if for an individual who Torah is their routine, why does he have to worry that he's going to be ashamed or be tested? So the Shloss says that even though you've trained me in the Torah and you've connected me to your mitzvahs, I ask you, don't bring me to nisayon. Even though it says Hashem test the tzaddik, and David HaMelech says, test me. But look what happened to them. So you can have a big tzaddik and you can have someone attached to the Torah, but once they're tested, they're in danger. And therefore we say, don't bring me to shame. Meaning, if you want to test me, strengthen me, fortify me, so I shouldn't come to shame. Okay. And finally, this is the last offering of today. And this is, to me, mamish, an amazing concept. Ask the Shlo, all these requests. God, I don't want to sin. I don't want to commit accidental, intentional. Help me learn Torah. Help me connect to mitzvahs. How are any of these bakashas, how do they have any value? Isn't there a concept? Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz min yashamayim. What are you asking God? I don't want to sin. If you don't want to sin, don't sin. What are you asking God? God, I want to learn Torah. If you want to learn Torah, how about opening up the sefer? Yeah. God, I'm going to lay back here in my hammock sipping lemonade. I really want to learn. Rabbiad, if you really want to learn, get off your bed and open up a book and open up the Talmud Bavli. What do you mean you really want to learn? It's up to you, it's not up to God. We find David HaMelech of Hashem davened many of these such requests. Hat libi al edoisecha, God, incline my heart to your mitzvahs. Haver eini merai shav, hadricheni ben asif. What are all these requests? What do you mean, turn me to the Torah? God says, you want to turn to the Torah, turn yourself. V'chein b'tfilah shmona esrei. We say, give me understanding, bring me to the Torah. What does this refer to? Says the Shla, the Inyan is, we ask God, remove from us all the impediments. Bring us pathways that bring to our goal. But capitalizing them. God will give a person opportunity. God could give a person siyata d'shmaya to remove impediment. But capitalizing is up to you. You ready for this? Says the Shla. And this was a major chiddush to me. Remember Pharaoh, that bad guy in Egypt? So after the first five makos, it says God hardens his heart. Rambam says, what's going on over here? What happened to free choice? The Rambam says a person could sin so much, he takes away his free choice. He cannot exercise good choice anymore. He will continue to sin. It says, we find bad sin removes free choice from man. This is a fulfillment of the concept brought in Gemara Baba Kama. Gorge the wicked and he'll die. Like we find by Paroi and Sichain and the Bnei Eli. God wanted to kill them. There's a concept when a person sins terribly, your free choice is removed. Says the Shla, really? If there is such a concept, that when it comes to evil, your free choice is removed, then Mida Toiva Meruba, there has to be a concept in Hatava and Chesed. A person could do so many mitzvahs that they've locked themselves into a pattern of good behavior that they almost don't have free will anymore. Mida Toiva Meruba Miyasranas. Vimkein Mikoshikein Sheyanik Akazrang Midazu La'acher Zuchuyos Harabim. That the same way God could make it that Parai cannot break free from his free choices. Mida Toiva Meruba, God could give a person such siyata d'shmaya l'mala min ha-teva, once they've committed themselves to a path of good behavior, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Meshech Chachma says, Moshe was Ishwa like him, that Moshe's free choice was taken away from him. He could not choose evil anymore. The Meshech Chachma wants to know, how is it possible that we have a mitzvah to always believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, but Hashem told that to us while Moshe was still alive. Maybe Moshe will go off. You can't believe in yourself until the end, your life is over. But there's a concept that once Moshe Rabbeinu sort of exercised his free choice so many times, l'tayf, he's locked in to that greatness. Sheyosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu tara al tarasai, God will add purity to his already pure state. V'yitein b'libo dveikos nifla, and he will give him wondrous dveikos u'mitzvah goreres mitzvah. In other words, what we're learning today is that there are patterns in this world. The moment you wake up, you're at a crossroads, and therefore we're mespalo, shetagileinu b'soy rasecha. And we ask God, don't bring me to chet lo de avera, because once you stumble even in an unintentional, now you're automatically in danger. We ask God, don't bring me to sin. What do you mean? God doesn't bring you to sin. Yeah, because once you sin, you open the door to another one. There are patterns in this world. There's no way to stay in the same behavior, the same mode. Either you're flying up or you're flying down. If you fly down, you could fly down so fast. But if you fly up, you could also fly up even faster. And the goal is, you want to start off the day right. And the moment, not only we open our eyes, the moment our thoughts enter our mind, we're mespalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put the right ideas and thoughts in our mind to put us in the right direction, that ultimately we should be able to reach the madrega of siyata d'shmaya l'mala min ha-teva. Okay, Rabbosai, have a great Shabbos, bracha v'atzlacha, and we'll see everyone Monday, Be'ez Hashem, 10:35. Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.